Hello, it's Monday, August 31st, and that means two things. First, it is the anniversary of Edison's kinetograph, which you add in a few other technologies, plus the fact that the coffee pot was very far away from the computer science lab at Cambridge. I really wouldn't have a job right now, and it's time for the lighting industry news brief from Nailed, brought to you by Keystone's XFit Flood lights. These are redefining the outdoors with a 70% SKU reduction. Innovative color selection technology. Eliminate your frustrations by including mounts for 15 watt, 35 watt, and 60 watt floods. Slip fitters, tunion mounts, all sorts of models available in a 120 to 227 watt, 277 volt Keystone LED driver. That improves your performance, improves your reliability. That's Keystone Tech. That's an exterior floodlight. Link in the description. Into the news, we have the IES releasing a new standard for economic analysis in lighting, comparing life cycle cost benefits against other methodologies for a better sales tool. Columbia is validating the far UVC promise for the viability in human occupied spaces. Also, Lux Live is hosting a special UVC specific event on September 22nd, focusing on safe deployment. The 2020 Illumination Awards have been presented to close out the IES's virtual conference. Congrats to all the winners. UVC wands do work on viruses and your skin and your eyes, and the UL would like to remind you that you should be cautious about all of those things. Buildings has announced their 33 product innovation winners. Kennel, A-Light, LEDVANCE, Luminous, and Eureka are all winners in their lighting categories. Cortec has sued four companies for patent infringement, among them Hubble, Intermatic, Shenzhen Gosund, and SDI. These are all related to controls. The PNNL and the DOE study on SNL's report on SSLs that can report their own energy use, because more tunable light sources means that you can't promise the same static results straight out, so you need to have a new set of math to do all that, and this is how you do that. Episode 150 of Get a Grip on Lighting is now available. Reversing the usual format as a newbie to the lighting field asks questions of Mike and Greg. It's a good one. It's a bit of a scrub Q&A. Have fun with that. You can now guess the size of lighting companies based on their bailout package, the PPP program. That's a little bit of an ATM machine thing. The PPP requirements reveal headcounts at a number of businesses. A UL lab in Italy has been certified as a DALI test house. A UL lab in Italy has been certified as a test house for DALI because of its ability to meet the DIIA's requirements. ALA's virtual symposium is now open for registration. You can view the full schedule online. NEMA has released their August Business Confidence Index. These are survey respondents being slightly more optimistic about the future. The IALD is looking for submissions for their awards. Comparing quarterly results, this is Randy Johnson analyzing six companies' most recent earning calls. The LIA is calling for more controls as part of the green recovery options for the UK. A perspective on paradigm changes from Fabian Bubendorf. This is the CEO of Origin Services, sharing his thoughts on the industry status right now. Inside.lighting is recapping their first in-person lighting event in months in Dallas. Fluence Inspire are planning on hosting a webinar on retrofitting cannabis farms on the 10th. Check that out if that's up your alley. LED Specifiers Summit is set for 2021 on April 8th in Denver. Yet another UVC robot has entered the fray against the virus. This is from Otsa. Their ORX has been tested as effective. Artemites has released a new luminaire that releases regular light by day, but disinfects by night. New set of controls, same sort of panel, but just a little more flexible for keeping your surfaces clean. Spark Media is the very first lighting industry marketing firm taking freelance contracts now. This is under direction of Christina Calloway. Paul Boken, a lighting designer, has been interviewed about working on public infrastructure projects. Harry Vihar predicts the future of urban life under smart lighting cities. UVC might be good for your stock portfolio. This is a comparison of HVAC and lighting companies seeing value increase on the markets as they embrace UVC tech. Finding the missing link in emergency TLEDs, according to David Schiller. This is a good read about UL2925. The IES Street and Area Lighting Conference releases their speaker schedule. You can view their full list of presentations right now. Hubble will release dividends, or has released dividends, as of Friday. $3.64 per share released. In market predictions, stadium lighting will reach $708 million in value by 2024, while the LED market is set to grow by 13% over the same time frame. In rep agency news, C.R. Brown and Associates will be covering Universal Lighting in BC, while Lightline will focus on Flux Lighting in Ottawa. Calgary is upgrading 80,000 fixtures to LED. Those are street lights. Some area lights, but mostly street. Acuity is joining Light AZ. Their product line will be fully searchable in their search engine. Nunavut is spending $18 million in programs that include lighting upgrades and new controls across the territory. DC Metro stations have finished their LED upgrades a year ahead of schedule. You can see some very nice before and after fixtures in our link on the site. Here's a case study for you. Tamlight and Farland offices have been made over for crisscross tubes for comfort and style. DSP is joining Zigbee's chip project. This is a wireless and voice processor maker, but for smart homes. Mercor has joined the Affiliated Distributors of Canada. This is a buying group in Ontario and Quebec. Signify has partnered with EDSCOM for Li-Fi adoption in the industrial IoT. A Stanford scientist has slowed down light. These are silicon resonator boxes that trap and redirect photons to improve LiDAR, Li-Fi, quantum computing, virus detection, high-tech stuff. Boron can make your LEDs better if you incorporate it into your INGAN, that's indium gallium nitride layer of LEDs, according to U of Michigan. More daylight, better sleep. This is according to Charlie Jarboe and Mariana Figuero, explaining that in more detail. Notes on hirings, firings, and departures. Circadian medicine expert Dr. Tammy Martino is now the distinguished chair of cardiovascular research at UGuelph. GE Lighting North America has named Derek Publicover as GM of Professional Solutions, Varouj Artokun as Regional Roadway and Municipal Sales Manager, and Tysa Vladmirova as Marketing Lead. Nicor has added Larry Herman as Regional Sales Manager, with Ben Sautel, Patricia Franks as, and David Solis as District Sales Managers. And that's been me this week. I've been Scott Walker. This has been the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone Tech. Visit the link in the show notes. And of course, Nailed, get associated, get educated, get more out of your business. Until next time, we're just going to play some Bach. Have a great week.
Hartenstein.